Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Hi, welcome back to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. Today I'm doing a healing and coaching episode with Martina, and we're going to focus on her desire to let go of doing things for others without them asking her, and then how sometimes they attack and lash out. So we're going to get into the healing of that. So if you are someone who does a lot of things for other people, whether or not they ask, and whether or not they appreciate it, or sometimes attack or lash back, then please stay tuned for this episode. As a gentle reminder, no driving or operating heavy machinery during my healing and coaching calls, okay? And be open and receptive throughout the entire episode. Let us get going. We'll start with a prayer. Thank you, God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides, we thank you. Thank you for the divine, healing, purifying light, divine love, mercy, grace, and ease. Thank you for the intuition, wisdom, and guidance. May we be in perfect attunement with you, Lord. Help us to know how to best serve you, how to be of service to others. Thank you for purifying old wounds, unhealthy, negative beliefs, habits, patterns, programs that no longer serve. Release unhealthy imprints. Release things that may have even happened in a past life that no longer serve. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for cleansing and purifying all of the chakras, all the meridians, all the subtle bodies, the physical body. Heal the DNA, heal the emotions, heal the mind, heal the body, heal the soul. Thank you. Amen. So Martina, talk to me about what it means to you, or what you mean by you're wanting to let go of doing for others without them asking you.
So one of the things that happen is I will go to the supermarket and have in mind what they want, or I will invite people thinking they would appreciate it, or I will, you know, I have 4 children and a husband, so it's not easy to accommodate all of them, but I think it becomes more out of wanting to please. And then we had just an incident last week where I invited people, friends that have been friends for probably about 25 years. And I was hearing, why do they invite them? Why do they have to come? Why do we, not just from one place, but from a few places. And I was like, okay, I don't really need to have them here, especially if it then kind of backfires. But that's one example, right? There's plenty of examples like that where I will go out of my way to accommodate someone, and there is the, you know, so I'm not satisfied, and they come back with a kind of slap, like, why did you do that? You know? And it's, yeah, it's inside of trying to accommodate them, please them, do right by them, compromising myself, and the feedback is not good. So it's like a no-win at all on any basis.
Okay. All right. So take a deep breath. First off, thank you for wanting to take care of your family and your loved ones. I love your generosity. I've experienced your generosity personally, and I actually love and appreciate it. Okay. And in terms of your family, I want you to go deeper within your body and within your psyche. When I ask this question, and I want you to follow the thread to go deeper underneath the surface, like, why do you not ask them what they want before automatically providing something?
Well, the first thing that comes up is I assume, and I want to make them happy. Yeah, it feels like pleasing is at the top of the list. Making it right. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, and go deeper than that. Why do you feel compelled to please them?
Seems to be a little girl who just wants to be loved and appreciated.
Very good. So that little girl in you, your inner child who wants to be loved and appreciated, could you put her on your lap and bring her into this conversation?
Okay.
Good. Can you ask her if she's ready and wanting to talk with us and play with us right now?
She's reluctant, but yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It looks like she's paying attention, but not paying attention. You know, like she's not paying attention, but she's actually paying attention.
Little kids. So whatever your inner kiddo, and this goes for all of the listeners, are bringing forth to you right now with your words, your wisdom for them to express themselves, ask her why. Does she want to feel loved?
Because it's safe. It's almost like it's safe, duh.
That's good.
And she wants to be included.
So if she's people-pleasing, or her attempts to be people-pleasing, then she'll feel loved, which will then have her feel safe and included. Yes?
Yeah, loved and appreciated. And so it makes her important, right? That makes her safe. And if she's included, she's definitely safe because she's part of the group.
So that these are all good and normal and instinctual things to want. Can you ask her if she'd be willing to start asking the people in her life what it is that they want, rather than just assuming and guessing? And
he says, but I know already, I know best.
How old is she?
I think she's about three. So I was like, why do I have to ask? They can be happy with what I give them, kind of. Okay, so what was the question?
Okay, so we're going to ask her now. Okay, do people know what would make you happy without asking you?
They should. They should, but they don't.
Right. So if they don't know because they haven't asked you, then isn't it easy to assume that you don't know either what it is that they would want?
Probably.
So what if you could make it a fun game where you actually start asking them? And when you are asking them and they tell you what you want, what they want, and you provide what they want, then you actually get more points, bigger happiness from them, and included more often and appreciated more often because you're not guessing. You've actually asked them and they're saying what they want.
There's a shyness, though. There's a shyness to her. Mm-hmm. Why is she so reluctant to asking? There's a not good enough part in having to ask.
Good. So could you and your inner child release not feeling good enough?
Yes.
Wonderful. When?
Now.
Okay. So I want you and your inner kiddo to release not feeling good enough and the shyness and insecurities that come up because of it. Let you and your inner kiddo release and let go of all the wounds, all the patterns, all the layers of not feeling good enough. Where are you holding it in your body?
It feels there's some in my upper chest.
Mm-hmm.
Between my heart and my throat, and then there is some. It's almost like woven throughout my intestines.
Okay. So let's specifically go to your chest and throat and intestines. Let's send some love and light and healing there. Invite your body to release and let go. To empty out. So all the places that you're holding on to not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, all the wounds that you've had growing up about it, let it come up and out and be gently, lovingly released. Good. Good. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being nothing left, 10 being where we started, where are you now? In your throat, your chest, and your intestines.
I think it's a 2 or a 3, and it is, I think it's mostly in the intestines.
Okay, so it feels like it's zeroed out in your heart and your chest and your throat?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So in your intestines, ask your intestines, is there anything you need in order to be willing to zero it out?
I need to remember that I'm safe and that I'm loved.
And is that something that you can do?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so I want you to breathe in that you're safe and loved. Into your intestines, into your entire mind, body, spirit. Let this feeling of safety and love just ooze into you. Soften into it. Welcome it. Let it heal and transmute anything that isn't love into love. Good. How does that feel?
Good. Sweet.
Is there anything left in your intestines?
There's just very few shadows. So let me just...
Okay, so let's bring that love and safety into those shadows and some light as well. Transmuting the shadows into light. Good. Better? All right. Now I want you to have your inner kiddo back on your lap. That 3-year-old. How is she feeling?
She feels lighter.
Mm-hmm. I see her smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, are you and her willing to play a game of let's ask people what they want and then give it to them if we can?
Yes.
Okay. So you can play a game of instead of guessing and assuming and thinking that they want a certain something, and then you just automatically giving it to them, you're going to get more points simply by asking them what it is that they want. And then if you can give it to them, you do. And if they happen to give you love and accolades and appreciation for it, then let that be a bonus. Let yourself be so filled with the love and joy of simply just asking what they may want and being able to provide that. Let that be the joy. Then if they give you, you know, the appreciation and love and accolades, let that be the bonus. Could you play that game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So as you're already filled up with love and safety, you're coming from a space of love rather than trying to fill some void by people pleasing, right? So this, you're already full when you come from this space, full of love. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you and your inner child to integrate. Good. And together, from this moment forward, you can play the game. You can have the self-confidence and the love and the safety to just ask. Ask your family what it is that they want. And fulfill those desires when you can. And if you can't, no worries. No pressure. Just tell them you can't do it. You don't even have to explain why. You just tell them what you can do and what you're willing and wanting to do. And let that be enough. Does that feel like a good plan?
Yeah. There's always going to be a lot. So, yes.
What do you mean there's always going to be a lot?
There's the lot that I could do if I cannot do that one thing. So there's always going to be a lot that I can choose from.
Mm-hmm. So it actually might save you time, energy, money, and resources simply by asking them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So that seems like a pretty good strategy that empowers you and them.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that for now, you're in a good space. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So your homework, if you so choose to do it, is to now start asking. Like, just play with it. Let it be fun. Let yourself give you points for when you ask.
Okay.
Yeah. Let the fun and the love and the joy come just from the asking. Because you'd be surprised how often your teenagers are going to say, no, I don't want that. And then you don't have to do it. You don't have to waste your time and energy and essence doing something that they don't even want you to do.
Yeah.
And then you can focus all that time, energy, resources on the things that perhaps you, mama, want to do with mm-hmm. your own life.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to stand in a space of love and empowerment as you go forth and play the game. I see the smiles beaming and radiating from you. This is good.
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome. Let's do a closing prayer. Thank you, God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides. Thank you for the inner peace, love, healthy self-esteem, healthy self-confidence, inner joy to be herself, to be love, to have the confidence to ask. and to have fun playing this game and seeing how much time and energy she actually has more to play with in her own life for herself. Thank you, God, for all the help and blessings and healing. Amen.
Amen.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.